Advisory Bulletin. Hurricane Josephine Advisory Number 5. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center, Miami, Florida. 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Friday, August 27, 2021. Discussion and Outlook. During the past several hours, Josephine has been steadily gaining in strength. Josephine is on track to make landfall over the Turks and Caicos Islands this afternoon, bringing winds of up to 120 miles per hour, 193 kilometers per hour. On this track, the center of Josephine will be approaching Miami in 12 hours. The cyclone is forecast to increase from Category 4 to Category 5 by Saturday, August 28th. Warnings. Evacuation is mandatory. Repeat, evacuation is mandatory. $2. Forecaster Mills. 1. Friday, August 27th, 6 a.m. Prison is all about breaking your sentence into blocks of time. That's the only way to survive. A year is too much. Half a year is depressing. Hell, even a month feels eternal. A week, though, a week is just about manageable. Least it is if you have something to mark the passing of time, like family coming to visit. That gives you a countdown, a reason to keep going. I don't have that. Both my parents are dead. No kids, no brothers or sisters. A murdered wife. So, yeah, not much to look forward to there. But you push on. You push on until you can't anymore. Because that's life, as my old man used to say. You live, you die. Anything in between is still a steaming pile of shit, but you try to make the most of it. He made the most of it, with drugs and hookers. Ended up driving off a 100-foot-high bridge into a torrential river at 3 in the morning, coked up to his eyeballs and wearing nothing but his Superman boxer shorts. The hooker who leaped from the car just before it went over the edge said he was screaming about Lydia, my mother, caging him in and stopping him from flying free, that he was going to prove her wrong. Spoiler alert, he didn't. But he was right about one thing. You either push on or you check out. I don't have access to coke, hookers, or a torrential river, so the alternative is either pissing off one of the gangs so they shank me in the shower, hopefully with something non-organic, if you catch my meaning, or going for one of the guards, try to hurt them bad enough that they use lethal force. I think I'd rather push on, thanks very much. Felix says it gets easier the longer you're inside, but I don't believe much of what Felix says. He's a habitual liar. Or as he likes to term it, a teller of tales. Plus, I've been in here for 3 years now. How much longer is it going to take? I frown as I stare through the tiny, scratched window in the door of our cell. Why the hell am I thinking about the passing of time? That's a bad way to start the day. Just leads to depression. Oh yeah, Felix. I mean, the kid was crying again, says Felix from his bunk. He's been here, what, 3 weeks now? I told him. I said the only way to survive prison is not to fight it. That right? I say, absently. Our cell is on the upper level of B block. All I can see out the window is the walkway railing and the cells on the opposite side of the pod. Looks like Stevens has been banging his head against the glass again. His window is smeared with dark crimson. Course it's right, except you're here, man. There's no 3-bedroom house in our future. No wife and kids, no puppy. No sneaking off to see your mistress on a Friday afternoon after work. You know, the one who does the things your wife thinks are disgusting, that's gone. Don't even think about it. This is your life now. Embrace it. Own that shit. I thought I had, I say. Had I, though? I wasn't really sure. It's hard to know your own mind in prison. Too many thoughts running through your head. Things tend to get...